Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Trump is now combating anti-Semitism. We're going to be talking about that and my recent meeting with Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, on Faith and Freedom. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Matt, after the October 7th attack in Israel, we have really seen the anti-Semitism increase in America, particularly on college and university campuses.
Yes, and President Donald Trump is taking an aggressive stance. He recently signed an executive order that reaffirmed his commitment from 2019 to combat anti-Semitism in America, particularly on college and university campuses. The order reads, "On December 11, 2019, I issued Executive Order 13899, my first executive order on combating anti-Semitism, finding that students in particular faced anti-Semitic harassment in schools and on university and college campuses." He goes on to talk about the prior administration effectively nullified that executive order by failing to give the terms of the order full force and effect throughout the government. This order now reaffirms his prior commitment and directs additional members and measures to advance the policy that combats anti-Semitism. You know, we saw this ugly head of anti-Semitism surface on the college campuses after October 7. Some of that was orchestrated by outside forces. Much of it was funded. But some of those individuals were students, and they were focusing on the anti-Semitism. Right. And the college presidents did nothing in most cases. Some cases they did, like University of Florida, they stopped it immediately. But other places, like Columbia and other locations, they didn't. And fortunately, many of those presidents have had to step down. But that anti-Semitism needs to be confronted, and it is a breath of fresh air that we have a commander-in-chief that now is taking this seriously to combat anti-Semitism.
Yeah, we even have a couple in Congress that have been promoting the whole anti-Semitism as well. But, you know, we saw in his first term, I mean, he reestablished the capital in Israel. He's been a great supporter of Israel. And now he's having to undo some of the things the previous administration did, as you mentioned, kind of let the people run loose in protesting against Israelis and Jewish people. So now it's a great sign that he has again signed this order to put this to bed.
I had a blessing to be one of 15 people that was meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the Blair House, which is the place for diplomats and foreign dignitaries when they come to visit the United States White House. And it was the evening before he met with President Donald Trump, which is the first meeting that Donald Trump has had with a foreign dignitary, which sends a huge message itself, that his first meeting in the White House or any place in person with a foreign dignitary is the Israeli Prime Minister, in this case, Benjamin Netanyahu. And one of the things we talked about was post-October 7, he said that Israel had been fighting a war against its surrounding neighbors that wanted to wipe out Israel and the Jewish people on seven fronts.
Right. Hamas, one of those, yeah.
Hezbollah, Lebanon, Syria, Iran, the Houthis, all during which Biden, he said, imposed an arms embargo. So not allowing certain weapons to be purchased by Israel.
Wow.
While it's fighting this historic battle for survival on seven fronts.
Well, that tells you a lot.
It tells you a lot. You remember how Biden would say, oh, no, we're not embargoing. Prime Minister Netanyahu said, no, he imposed an arms embargo against Israel.
As well as sending money to Iran.
And sending money to Iran and bolstering Iran. Mm-hmm. And he also said that if Biden had pressured Qatar, some people pronounce it Qatar, if they had been pressured by the Biden administration, the hostages would have been released a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so thankful for President Donald Trump.
Yeah, he was very clear. Even before he took the oath, he said, if those hostages are not released, there's going to be a bad scene, so to speak.
Yeah, and unfortunately, he says, Benjamin Netanyahu, that if the Biden administration had put pressure on Qatar, which was really behind those Hamas hostages in Hamas in Gaza, then Qatar would have put pressure on Hamas and the hostages would have been released a long time ago. Mm. But we also talked about, you know, one of the things that wasn't surprising that these Islamically based neighbors that believe in jihad against the Jewish people would attack Israel. But what was surprising is the breadth and extent of anti-Semitism that we saw happening around the world, and that that needs to be addressed. And these are historic times. And especially, you know, we talked about this on college campuses. So it's really mm-hmm. refreshing to see President Donald Trump taking a strong position to combat anti-Semitism. I mean, you know, when we came out of the Holocaust, World War II, a lot of people thought, me included, that a lot of that anti-Semitism, I mean, we knew that there were people that had anti-Semitic views. And we obviously knew of the terrorist ideology of some of the Islamic thinking with regard to jihad against the Israeli and Jewish people and, frankly, Christians, anybody who's a quote-unquote infidel. We knew about that. But I think it surprised a lot of people, including, I think, me, of the extent of anti-Semitism that actually harkened back to those dark days of the Holocaust, where people were literally advocating the same thing boldly out in public that the people of the Holocaust, those Nazi suppressors and murderers, were advocating and doing back then.
Yeah, and don't forget that the media feeds all that nowadays, too.
I know. A lot of it's the media. And then there's also, of course, there's special interest groups that are funding that, because we know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We know, for example, that people were being bussed in from out of state.
Oh, yeah, paid
They were
actors.
Being paid.
Yeah.
There were people who went from protest to protest to protest, like professional protesters. So we know that that was there. But the very fact that somebody would even fall in line with that, because there were some people that fell in line with it that may not have been part of the paid, you know, protesters.
But you also see they specifically target college and university campuses, because if they can get the brain, so to speak, of those college kids and get them, you know, the brainwashed with this propaganda, then they will be willing to do protests and things that you saw happening.
Well, I think taking this stand like this, that anti-Semitism is not going to be tolerated on these college campuses or frankly anywhere, that alone makes a stand. Mm-hmm. It's just like, for example, during the Biden-Harris administration, if you took a stand to support law enforcement and stop the takeover of the city in Portland, in Oregon, the part of the city, the burning in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. Minnesota, and some of those places, if you were to take a strong position against that, that would stop. But they allowed that to go, and they festered it, and they encouraged it, and they did the same thing with the anti-Semitism.
And they wouldn't support the law enforcement.
They wouldn't support law enforcement. It's that bankrupt ideology. It's like Deuteronomy chapter 28 is also similar to what Romans chapter 1 says. When you reject God, you ultimately have a consequence of a confused thinking, confused mind. You can't think clearly.
Reprobate mind, yeah.
A reprobate mind. Romans talks about a reprobate mind. Deuteronomy talks about a confused mind. Same kind of thing. You reject God, your mind becomes reprobate, becomes confused, can't think clearly. And so you do things that are actually destructive. Instead of supporting law enforcement, you denigrate them. Instead of stopping the riots, you encourage them. Instead of stomping out the anti-Semitism, you say nothing about it, or you continue to fund it. Well, that's not happening now, and I'm so glad to
Praise
see this
God,
shift.
Yeah.
Expanding on his previous executive order, President Trump now takes forceful and unprecedented steps to marshal all federal resources, and they are marshaled to combat the explosion of anti-Semitism in America. This includes every federal executive department and agency leader must review and report to the White House within 60 days on all criminal and civil authorities and actions available for fighting anti-Semitism. In addition, the Department of Justice will take immediate action to protect law and order, quell pro-Hamas vandalism and intimidation, mm-hmm. and investigate and punish anti-Jewish racism in leftist anti-American colleges and universities. And you know, Holly, one of the people that was just deported is a Chinese student on a college campus who was leading the pro-Hamas protest on the college campus.
Right, and this order also demands a removal of resident aliens who violate U.S. law.
And she has been deported back to China, where she belongs. You know, don't bring your communist, anti-Semitic ideology here to try to undermine America. We have a new sheriff in town, and it is exciting to see. These are exciting days, exciting moments. So buckle up and pray without ceasing. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.